Once again, it's time for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight, we have Session 33 and something special. Jameis, one of our regular players, is taking the GM seat, and I get a player character role. I encourage guest GMs whenever possible, and Jameis does a great job with this one. Our players are Nick, Marcus, Jesse, and myself as the new character Anton LaVey. We hope you will enjoy this Session 33, Part 1.
All right, that did it.
There we go.
Yes, that did it. I am now recording again.
Fun.
Well, let's get the show on the road, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you, John?
Can you speak, Logos?
I can speak.
Okay.
Good to know that you're capable of speech.
I have to ask him because
Shush.
If he ever answers no, Shush. There's something wrong.
Shush. Right, the three of you, Chef, Raymond, and Daniel, all get phone calls from the police asking you to go to the Waldorf Hotel in Sector 2. This is around 10 o'clock in the morning. It's not from Blair. The message isn't coming from Blair.
Who is it coming from?
Nameless underling number 37.
Okay. And this is, was the reason given?
It's just that it has to attend a crime scene up there.
Do we have a room number, or will we see the police presence?
The message I've got here says to ask you to go to report to the Waldorf Hotel. Lieutenant Farnsworth is the officer on duty, I believe.
That would be useful information. I appreciate it, Nameless Underling. That's a really, really tragic name, by the way.
That's Nameless Underling number 37, sir.
I apologize. Your mother never loved you, did she?
How are the kids?
Anyways, okay.
Just a quick question. When you say we all get a call, do you guys just separate all sort calls. Of set up HQ in the back of these or something? Or
no, you get separate calls. That's the shorthand. I'm saying you get separate calls asking you to go to Waldorf Hotel, Sector 2.
I drive. I'm not in my very nice suit. I'm in one of my regular good suits.
I am in my very nice suit because it's the freaking Waldorf.
I said I'm in a good suit, not of my very nice suit, because my very nice suit, I'm going to a crime scene.
And Chef, what are you wearing?
What does Chef always wear? Blood, skins, and all.
Oh, God.
How do you keep your guild license? How do you get a guild license in the first place?
Good question.
Because he had the glowing option of a PC above his head.
He had the fine rest.
Duly deputized for times of unrest.
We deputized him and he had good food. That's how he became guild licensed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need another body to throw into the
to the path of fire, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I presume you do go to the Waldorf.
Yes.
If you don't, let me know.
I do. I drive.
I take the sub.
I take the chef mobile.
Oh, God.
And yet, for convenience, you all arrive there at the same time. It makes my life a little bit easier. Okay, when you get to there, there is indeed, you see the Waldorf Hotel. It's about 5 stories high. Very nice looking. But, well, I stay there, but there's currently some drifts of smoke drifting out from the front door. You're not actually at the front door yet, I'll get that moment. But there are drifts of smoke out the front door. You see above it, there's one of the blimps that the city uses. And there are some hooks onto the top of the building. There is ambulances around the place, and there's They don't have fire trucks, do they? Oh, they have the equivalent fire trucks, and there's ladders leading up to some of the higher levels of the building, and there are people being helped out. But before you can get there, however, there is a police line tape up with an officer standing there holding back the gawping rebel.
Mm. I find my way around the rebel rather than shove the way through them.
I follow his lead.
Really? You don't knock them in the back as you go?
Bishop? Apparently he's following me, so...
Yeah. No, the rebel.
Oh, I have nothing against the rabble. I have nothing for the rabble either.
So. Right, you get up to the front line there where the police tape is, and the officer puts his hand up and says, please, sir, just stay there.
I flash my badge.
I flash my badge. I flash my badge and look to see if Chef is following us. Or is he feeding the crowd?
Hey.
I'm talking to the rabble, just to, you know.
I whistle in Chef's direction and jerk my head. Work. Chop, chop.
Okay. The officer looks at the IDs and... The officer looks at the IDs. Oh, just wait here a moment, sir. I've been asked to keep you here while I get the lieutenant. He nods to another policeman who comes over, quick whispered conversation, then he goes off to... Talk to, there's two people standing a bit further away near the hotel. One is in a overcoat. Looks a bit bulky to him, but red in the face. You can't tell at the moment why exactly he's slightly red in the face. Possibly because he's been yelling recently. That's the guy that the officer goes up to. And there's the other guy there. When you look at him, he looks neat and tidy of the two words come to mind. He's dressed all in black, and when he turns around to look over to where the policeman came from, you see that he's bald and he's wearing glasses. One lens red, the other lens green.
Oh, I see a glow about him, as if he's someone special.
A moment later, Lieutenant Farnsworth walks towards you hurriedly with the other guy following. Gets to the police line. Right, you, Blair's lot?
Yes.
That's one way of interpreting the situation.
Well, I've been asked to put extra hands on this, and you were the guys available at the time. Come on in. And the policeman holds up the police tape.
Duck in and I ask him what would be the situation.
We've had an attack here at the Waldorf Hotel. I've been speaking to Anton LaVey here, he indicates the other guy, about it. He's only just arrived himself. I've been asking him to take lead on this because, well, he eyes you suspiciously, the three of you suspiciously. Anyway, just a short while ago, there was an explosion. We've only just arrived, and we're now making sure people are evacuated. We've asked you lot to come in and investigate what's going on. There was an explosion in the lobby. We're not sure yet what caused it. We know that the manager and the clerk on desk there was killed. One of the bus boys in the foyer, he was at the edge of the blast. We've managed to screw him over in the ambulance over there.
A tragedy about the, but I'm sorry, it was the manager and who else was?
One of the desk clerks.
And the desk clerk.
Is the bus boy stable?
Is at the moment. If you really need to talk to him, you might be able to get him conscious at the moment, but...
I would.
Yes, we'll let him be taken care of first and then go talk to him when he's a little bit better off.
Is there anyone who you have detained that have had an eyewitness account of the events?
Fortunately, the lobby was otherwise vacant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, would be the short answer.
Okay, so busboy is the only surviving witness, but might not
be. Anton, this is by and large a recap of what you've heard already. Right. So you can feel free to jump in any time.
All right. He wanders over, He's a fairly thin guy, shaved bald head, and he's wearing a very nice suit, though, although the shirt underneath is a bit rumpled up. He's got a big sandwich in his hand, and he's got his mouth stuffed as he walks over, waves a sandwich underneath each of your faces, and says, "So, we got a body yet?"
I take a step back as he tries to wave the sandwich under my face.
I take a step forward.
Mr. LeVay, my name is Raymond Marlowe.
I wipe the mustard stains on my hands, on my very nice suit. Stick my hand out. Pleasure to meet you. I don't think I've had the chance to slander you yet in the news. I give you a winning smile.
I give a grudging, like, so I finally get to meet you in person, Daniel Bishop.
Oh, it's the jackbooted photo opportunist himself. I put a bit more mustard back on my hand and extend it forward to you.
I take out, after wiping, I make sure to grab a hanky and clean my hand.
It's, well, Mr. LeVay, we've all read your absolutely stunning articles in the paper. Why the hell are your glasses different colors?
I look at you as if you're crazy.
Your glasses.
Don't mind him.
Fashion statement, my good man, and I look you up and down as if to measure the fact that you have no fashion taste.
I don't have any. I don't have any fashion taste because black never goes out of style.
Oh, very true. I like this man already. Any mistresses in your past that I should report about? I can make you look good.
It's quite all right, although I appreciate you giving me a fair shake and opportunity to perfectly slander me from the get-go. I would prefer if you keep my name out of the press, Mr. LeVay.
Speaking of, gentlemen, and so would you. There's a perfect opportunity for you to slander yourselves over there and that there foyer. Points towards the hotel.
Right! I shake the chef's preferred hand, proffered hand as well. But, yes, I haven't had a chance to enter your establishment and do a review there yet.
Good Lord, please never do.
I guess we start walking toward the foyer.
Rat meat's always tasting it, though.
Give me awareness rolls for the scene. You'll get to do investigation rolls later on, but just give me awareness rolls.
You mean alertness?
Yep. Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
I shove my pocket in my suit, and I pull out a cigarette, shove it in my mouth, two actually, and light them up.
Five, unless danger sense.
I approve of this guy already.
Oh, wow. Who has the green dice?
That would be me.
Chef is distracted by the sandwich in my pocket.
Yeah, no, I'm smelling my hand. It smells like mustard now.
Good mustard.
Why do I imagine he's licking his hand?
Yeah, licking my fingers after shaking his hand.
Yeah, that's a four for me.
It's a two for me.
Negative two.
Negative two? Yeah.
It would be bishop at five.
/7 for danger. Yep.
Okay, inside the foyer, well, it would have been plush before. It was quite expansive. It's a fair-sized room. It's almost, well, it's the Waldorf Hotel, you know. Spared no expense. You think this room would probably be more in tune with something like a railway station. Quite expensive floor. There were plants and stuff around the place. Very tasteful decorations. And over by the front desk, well, what remains of the front desk, there is now... as if a large explosion had happened and there was shrapnel from the desk all over the place, especially behind the front desk there. There seems to be some substance scattered around the place. It's looking rather, we haven't really investigated it yet. So we will do so. And at the moment, there's nothing else that seems to be ready to crash down on you or anything. You do hear, especially Daniel, you do hear a little bit of a creak from up above, but nothing that's currently pinging your senses as get out of the way.
Is the shrapnel directional in any way? Such as the blast happened in the front, thus pushing most of the shrapnel back?
I just rolled for investigation to get it out of the way, since I know we're going to do investigation rolls, so...
Indeed. It's coming up.
What's the area smell like?
Yep. That's a very pertinent question.
I'll follow my nose to maybe the detonation area.
You said there's someone here to speak to? An attendant?
Isn't he at the hospital?
Okay, so there is no other person here?
No, I don't know. There's a police officer standing right outside if you want to get him in.
Right, yes. I get within inches of his face, blowing smoke into it, and say, where's the body? There's always a body.
There's two bodies over there.
Points over to the front desk area.
I look him up and down sharply, exhale another bit of smoke into his face, and go over to the bodies.
The cops waves it away.
Well, are the bodies still here, or have they been carted away?
Yes, in fact, the bodies are still here. Oh. Have you done investigation rolls?
Yes, I got a 5.
I guess.
I'm looking over the bodies with mine. I have no medicine, so this is just a head-to-toe looking. I'm turning on my glasses when I do it, though.
I got a 6, unless I do have a specialization of examination, if that would apply. That would give me an 8.
You also got, I know you also wow. got a demolition skill.
You see nothing.
I also...
That was me. I got a net 0.
You find 2 bodies. And you're probably lucky you found that.
Obviously, this is why I had to ask an officer where they were. I look at them suspiciously as if maybe they aren't really bodies.
What did the other 2 get? What did everyone else get?
Oh, I got a 5.
I got a 1.
And Nick?
I got a 6 unless my specialization of investigation. No, I'm sorry, cool. Examination.
Okay, Nick, since you specifically asked, yes, that does look exactly like there was an explosion in front of the desk, not on the desk itself, but in front of the desk.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say exactly where the exact origin point was, but you can just say it was sitting in front of the desk, and so most of the explosion did go that way. Chef, what exactly are you examining when you say, when you give that in the chat window?
Well, no, I mean, I would, you know, sniff around, maybe see if there was an accelerant or something like that.
Right. Nothing in here smells like it's dark demolitions and that. There's not that sort of chemical smell in the air. There is something, the smell that you would recognize, certainly, of, say, cooked meat. Is the first thing that comes to mind. What'd you get in the investigation?
I got a 1.
Right, okay. you also, a lot of you also find scattered around the walls little bits of what it looks like meat clinging to the walls.
Ooh.
Nick and Marcus, you also find them when you're sort of poking around the bits. They also seem to be little bits of clothes in there as well.
Oh!
I will slap the ever-living crap out of him if I see him.
So he could easily do it without you noticing at the time. Well, Daniel would. The rest of you wouldn't.
I would say, no, don't do that, don't do that.
How mean am I? How mean am I? I am very mean. And it's more fun. I'm going to, but you can tell me if I'm sort of doing this wrong, as it were. I'll compel you, taste it, don't analyze it. Chef.
So brilliant. That means
you can take a fate chip if you go with it, or you pay a fate chip if you don't want to.
I'll go with it.
Well, one party member is going to turn into a Wendigo. That's nice.
Hey, it might be useful. Who knows? So,
come on, it may not be cannibalism. Maybe a beef, a cow exploded in here.
Yes. Give me a cooking roll.
Oh, God.
It's irrelevant. I got a hold on, 0+ whatever my thing is. Four. Do I get to add 2 because cooking is my specialty?
Yeah.
So I got a 6. Hmm.
2 words come to mind. Can you name what they are?
Long pork.
That's the one.
Human. Hey, with a 6 on his roll, he can go nibble at the corpse and decide which one was on the wall.
Yes.
Oh, this is not turning out well. All right, so what does it taste like?
You are an awful person.
It does taste like long pork. Human. How you've come to taste human before? Well, you know, accidents happen in the kitchen.
Genuine
is a finger. Time, so, yeah. It does seem to be fairly well cooked. A little bit uneven, perhaps, but pretty well cooked.
So, are we thinking maybe the bomb was inside, like a cooked pig, and it was brought in here or something?
Oh, no, long pork.
Do you know what long pork means?
Long pork, no. What is it?
People.
It's the euphemistic term for person, human being.
Oh. Fantastic. Okay. Well, that certainly explains something.
Yeah. Explains the rest of the PC's reactions.
No, I let the people know. It is definitely...
I stab him in the heart and then get another PC that isn't quite so evil.
I have a shocked expression, and you know what? I'm going to spend a chip. Bert. I'm going to spend a chip to compel Bert. I can end your career with the swipe of my pen.
Actually, Nick and Daniel, you notice the policeman near the door. You sort of just see a bit of a movement of the policeman near the door. But when you look around, you see he's steadfastly staring outwards, outside the door, not looking in, not paying attention. Oh, no, certainly not.
But Marcus, rule-wise, technically, you cannot do that. A player doesn't know what another person's aspects are until he uses
them or
can suspect them.
Okay.
So you would not know I have that, at least not yet.
Okay.
But what I am doing is walking over to the front desk and leaning over and seeing if there's a registration book. And if there is, I want to see who checked in around the time of the explosion.
If there is any registration book left.
Indeed. There just so happens to be, because otherwise we might be a bit troubled trying to board the plot. Right. You see a mix of tatters, and there's a lot of names on the... There's enough that you can see there's a fair few names on the book list. The one at the very bottom, you can just make out the name of Fabian Barrientos from a Paris in some place called France.
Fabian Barrientos?
Barrientos. I just put it in the chat.
Oh, appreciate it.
I would like to make a scholarship roll on my with the help of my photographic memory to see if that name has ever been across the newspapers or in the news.
Yep.
Okay.
You do so.
That will be a 7.
Can I make a context roll to see if I happen to know anyone who knows someone like this guy name?
I know. So we can roll. Yeah, you can make a roll.
Woo!
Is his nickname the Great Delayer?
6, 9. That's my context.
So how exactly are you using... Actually, I should have actually asked. How are you using your context in this sense?
Do I know a guy who knows a guy who knows this guy? Or do I know a guy who kind of knows this guy already? Like, in my mind, do I think, oh, I remember this guy who talked about knowing this guy.
No, you've never heard of anyone bring up his name before.
Mm-hmm.
And Anton, you do not recognize that particular name for being in the paper. However, there is another name in there that you do recognize as sort of like a minor story of the day that you've seen. The name of Theodore Gobley. The reason why you've sort of saw it was a minor article saying a brilliant professor comes from France and he's doing a lecture tonight in Metropole.
Aha. Well, when did he check in?
He checked in yesterday.
Yesterday. All right. Get the room number. And it doesn't show that he checked out, right?
No, he hasn't checked out.
Okay. Find out what room he's on, or what room he had checked into.
You're talking about both guys, right?
Yeah. But before I do, I'm checking out the room number, and I'm seeing if there's like a master key to the rooms behind the desk, or another set of keys for that room
number. There's another set of keys, and you can easily get you can grab the whole lot if you want, and... You know, go raid the whole hotel for loot.
No, this is for the news. Yes, I grabbed the set of keys.
I look to Anton. Oh. Did they make you sign a non-disclosure agreement on any of this stuff?
I take a bite out of my sandwich between puffing on my cigarettes and say, non-disclosure,
please,
the news
please,
has to be told.
Please. Could you have a little bit more...
I'm doing this. I'm trying.
You've broken my character.
You've got someone smoking and eating at the scene. You've got someone eating the scene.
I know. I don't know how to stop this.
At least I'm not causing any contamination yet.
Horrifically looked wrong in the first 5 minutes.
Right.
One other thing you'll know, Bert, is that there was a cruise ship, yes, come in from Paris dock this morning. Along the way, it's originated from France, docked in this morning.
Okay, I assume I know the ship's name, so I will blah that to everyone as well.
Stop eating!
Visiting professor, chomp chomp, smoke.
No more eating on the crime scene.
Get him away from the bodies.
I shrug and I toss the sandwich onto the bodies. Wipe my hands on the desk. Light up
I'd like to intercept the sandwich.
Is anyone else trying to stop him getting the sandwich?
No.
He's already ate a person. There's nothing.
And now he's from me.
He's trying to see what it was.
You don't...
I'm not going to let it stop him trying to intercept the sandwich because he's trying to catch the sandwich before it hits and contaminates the bodies.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing my diligence not to, contaminate.
Okay, give me a roll on, what would that be, athletics? Yeah, give me an athletics roll to grab the sandwich.
A what roll?
You have base zero.
Roll four dice, points. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, catch the sandwich.
This could be worth spending chips on.
I'm gonna spend a chip.
Well, you got two. That's a success automatically.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
I'll let you catch up with the two. He wasn't like you were throwing it at the corpse directly or anything. Oh, it wasn't that hard to grab. Oh, yeah, we'll let you say. You've now have a sandwich.
I stick in my hat, save it for later.
I look at the body and scene. How much mustard is everywhere?
Most of it's on my hands and now on my coat.
And on the desk since you wiped it.
On the ledger book, too.
On the ledger book, yep. And if you poked at the body, that's on there as well.
Is there anything special about the bodies from our earlier investigation rolls that obviously none of us are doctors, but we still would... know it from it some experience.
Looks like they were standing here at the desk when the explosion happened, and that's what they died from, the shrapnel and explosion in general smacking into them.
Okay, I just want to clarify. When you said that the bomb most likely went off in front of the desk, as in the two people were behind the desk, the bomb was kind of either kind of on the ground in front of the desk, like someone dropped a package, signed in, and left it, or something like that type of thing?
More sort of mid-height. And you can't tell exactly where the bomb...
But somewhere around in that area.
Yeah.
And it was the shrapnel that killed them, not the explosion itself?
It's hard to tell without the medical. Certainly the shrapnel didn't help.
Okay.
Large bits of wood embedded in them.
And the explosion probably also helps.
There's some bits of meat also in their face. What remains of their bodies, I'd say, yeah.
Oh, the top God. Of
the bucket's been pretty well pummeled by explosive force that there wasn't much of the face remaining.
There could have been a third person who had the bomb with them who blew up, and that's what... Yeah. That's who he ate. I shake my head and I go, that's who he ate.
Yeah.
Tastes like Johnny.
Look, guy, you just ate somebody. Show some freaking remorse.
I start heading upstairs to the room number.
I take the elevator.
No, wait. We're not going to leave that guy alone. And we're not going to leave the other guy alone.
Okay, fine. I'll go. Come on, chef. Let's get in the elevator. You take this. Wait, no. You're the smoker. I'll take the stairs. You take the elevator.
Oh, my God. This has gone so wrong.
Wait up. I kind of start jogging to catch up to the other smoker.
One thing you'll find very quickly is that the lifts aren't working and the stairway's being blocked off, so it just looks like it's part of the aid in the evacuation of the people and stuff. They've pretty much blocked off access to the higher floors from here.
How is the stairway blocked off?
Gate in the way.
I go over to the police office.
Go back to the desk and I see if there is a key for the gate.
I asked the police officer.
It looked like it's been installed. Someone's come along with like a gate or a door, something, put it there to stop it and put some more structural reinforcement in the area.
Ah.
So it looks like it's an external gate. You've seen them before from the various, when you've been to other scenes and stuff. It's not, oh, this is some mysterious story thing. It's just, I don't know how to really describe it. It's like an inflatable airlock or something they put there to help lock things up.
Go talk to the police officer and ask him, can we get access to the upper floors?
Not from here. I believe you'll have to go in via one of the other access points from the points towards the fire trucks with the ladders and such. We didn't want anyone coming through the foyer in case there was secondary problems.
Yes. Okay, makes sense.
Most of the people have been evacuated by now.
Okay. Do you have an inventory of the people who have been evacuated, names?
Oh, we're compiling that, sir, as we get people out.
Okay. When you get a compilation of the names, can you contact me at this number?
Certainly, sir, certainly.
I give him my cell phone number.
Right.
This month's cell phone number that I have made sure to spread to all the PCs I know beforehand. Yes.
I don't want crabs.
Once you got your phone back. Once you got your phone back after it being rearranged last time, yes.
Yes, I got it back. It was fixed.
Yep.
Okay. While they're off doing stuff, I want to see given the tissue damage and explosive size, if I could tell anything about the detonation, particularly with this unevenness of the cooking of the meat or something of that nature.
Of what? What are you checking for that? Yeah, what are you checking to get that information?
I'm checking my knowledge of pretty much demolitions
what
to
see. What physically are you looking at to get that
information? I'm looking at meat,
I wasn't sure if you're talking about the bodies behind the desk or...
No, I'm checking meat, I'm checking the burn, what level of burn is on the desk, what explosive power, et cetera, so I'm just trying to recreate the explosive in my head, at least.
You're not You don't have medical skills either, do you?
No, I don't have medical skills. I have demolitions.
Yeah. As I said, there doesn't seem to be any sort of normal chemical demolition of the impact that you can see.
Okay.
No, there's nothing there that looks like that. There's some meat, but if you scraped it all up, you're estimating about 10 kilos of it, maybe.
Whew. Okay, so not a small package.
Well, no, that's how much meat remaining that you can gather. There's sort of bits and pieces.
Oh.
You actually find like a foot and another part of a foot and part of a lower shin.
Hmm. I find, and it's people part?
Yeah, it's people part.
So. Well, I wish I had access to a doctor who could tell me stuff. But.
There may be a paramedic on the site you could ask.
Yeah. Well, I wish I had access to a doctor who was world-renowned for his correspondence course that he just took. And. No stuff. Okay, so we have a.
So you're thinking, obviously, there was another person. Mm-hmm. What exactly came from it? You don't know.
Well, it's likely if it's not a chemical reagent, then the likely catalyst for change was probably some kind of biological situation where the French had done something horrible again.
Really? That would never.
Like, good lord. It's Metapole. It's not France land. Keep that crap over there.
We're English, damn it. We don't want none of that French here.
Oddly enough, the podcast has had 5 people download from France.
Well, we don't like you because you horrifically mutate gorillas and force me to stab them in the face.
And eat people.
No, that's all you.
So I'm guessing I went off while Nick was looking at the bodies. I went off with the 2 other PCs to get them away from contaminating the corpse to go up the alternate stairs.
Yeah, I guess we all went to find out if we can access the upper stairways, asking the police and any engineers that are there.
The police told me which way to go.
Yeah, there we go.
There's a kitchen in this place, right?
Oh, certainly. It'll be on the ground floor.
I make sure we just happen to go through that way on our way upstairs.
That would be on the ground floor. If you're going upstairs, you're going it by outside route.
Oh, outside route. Oh, okay. I thought we were had to go through like a bar or something.
So you're going up one of the ladders or something. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The bottom floor will pretty much been blocked off entirely.
Oh, okay. That works for me. Okay. Marlo will be going upstairs to check out a couple rooms.
Okay. Real quick before we do that as a group, can we check and see if the rooms that are with Fabian and Theodore have been evacuated? Just given that these are 2 people of interest, see if they're
okay. Already off.
On the list that you can get your hands on after asking around and getting Farnsworth to yell at a few people, there's no Fabian or Theodore on the lists.
Which means absolutely nothing. What time did this happen?
10 o'clock-ish in the morning. Well, it's around 10 now. You've got the pretty good size.
So this happened 9-ish?
9:30-ish.
Yeah, so that means absolutely nothing. All right.
Now heading on towards 10:30. Ship you think needs is 30-minute feeding.
And finally, are there any cameras?
Well, there are now. There's a reporter's photographing the scene.
No, before.
There's no internal security cameras, no. I don't believe Bert has them very widespread, so I'm not going to have them in this either.
Yeah, they're a rare device to come on, I believe.
If I see other reporters around, I shake my fist at them and tell them, it's my story, damn you!
if Farnsworth, not if I... Remember, your hero is an investigator, not a reporter!
It's my story after the investigation's done! I flip over the badge on my lapel that says press so that it says Guild Investigator instead.
Wow, we are really scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
I kind of go over to Marlo and kind of just like, where do the guilds hire these people?
I have no idea, but apparently it's a monkey and it just has one stamp and it's yes.
Well, we did. Well, it didn't take much to hire Big D, now, did it?
No, and now I'm clearly seeing the folly of our particular actions. We are reaping what we have sowed.
Probably.
We have sown the wormwood.
Yes. Well, let's get, now that we've done a thorough look, now that we've thoroughly looked over this floor, have we? If we haven't, we continue to look a little bit longer till we thoroughly...
Yep. No, don't let... He's getting away. Look at him.
Wait. We need to thoroughly check this, then we're going upstairs.
I don't know if we can control him.
Do you have a taser?
Yes, Ching.
Oh, God.
I always have a taser.
But do we want to tase him? He is the media.
Shit. I pull out a gun that's clearly labeled on the outside, bowel disruptor. I point it in your direction.
Wait, a gun?
A gun-looking device. What big white letters on the side that says bowel disruptor.
That would actually be quite useful for me.
I
hands off the stun gun, fatty. Don't make me prolapse you.
Marlo, let's just go upstairs and knock on the doors, then enter.
I wonder how all this.
I light up wrong. Another cigarette.
so wrong.
Okay. Marlo, I think we're gonna need a miracle.
Yeah, this one ain't getting solved. Alright,
so it's gonna be solved if I have to drag them through this and tie them to... If I have to get the paddy wagon and throw them in the back with the bodies, I will.
Yeah, to make it a little bit shorter, Fabian's room, no, it doesn't look like anyone's been in there. You're thinking that this Fabian chap hasn't actually checked into his room yet.
He may be the one who exploded.
And Nicholas Gobley's room, Theodore Gobley's room, there's a reason to say Nicholas. And Theodore's room, it looks like there's just a brief sort of set of clothes here. So he obviously has been here, but he's not here at the moment.
Nothing else interesting in the room, in Theodore's room?
But the maid hasn't been here either. Terrible service you get nowadays. The hotel gets blown up and you lose the maid service. Shocking.
Just shocking. We got identification from the corpses, and someone else is going to do the death notification, of course, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Please tell me someone else. I don't want to have to experience that.
We don't want to experience your husband. He tasted like a good man.
Yeah.
If you want to let the police know to do that, they'll do that, certainly, but you haven't said, even released the crime scene yet.
Yeah, we'll search the manager, and then we'll... The manager and the other guy.
Yeah, and then first we search for traps, then we search their bodies.
And I also want to see if there's any letters for Fabian or Theodore that have been held over yet, or any messages.
Good thinking, but no.
No, Okay.
So this might not be handing out cards all over the place, but the only thing we can hand out really is fate chips, and not quite there yet. I don't want to be handing those out willy-nilly.
No, you shouldn't.
No.
Absolutely not.
But if we had cards, I'd be throwing them out at you guys all the time.
There's
plenty of cards.
Take a cookie. Have a cookie. It has no game value, but it's a cookie. Here you go.
But I can't eat the cookie.
I'll fax you one.
Don't worry. Pull a cookie from my hat. Here you go.
No cameras.
Mail me a stale cookie.
So was anyone actually injured in the blast other than the bodies that we saw up front?
The bus boy.
Okay.
Who is in critical condition right now, so we're not going to
talk to him anytime soon.
So the explosion was limited to the ground floor?
Yep.
Too bad.
Well, there's some bits of meat on the roof, which is quite impressive given the height, but
indicates that there was
most... you said the bus wouldn't turn up the hospital. You haven't investigated his condition yet.
Just based off something said someone based off what someone said earlier, when we're looking about at the amount of meat around the area, does it look like there's like looking at the bodies, the two bodies? Yeah, looking at our two bodies, does it seem like there's 3 feet? There would be more than the two people who are already.
That's someone with Chef, by the way. That was a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
No, you don't think any of the meat that's been, I'll use the term, exploded around the place came from those two, other than what tore off their bodies due to.
Yeah. Third person.
We had actually found a left foot and a shin.
Just confirming for myself. So I
pick up the phone in the room.
Yeah.
I wait for a operator to come on.
That would go through the hotel switchboard. There is no operator at the moment.
Sigh. Click.
Don't have people. These people don't make their own phone calls. They get other people to make them for them.
Okay, so third person, likely a French design, exploded, perhaps Fabian, perhaps not. No one's heard of Fabian.
Does this room look like it was actually used? Are there clothes in the closet? Are there...
Theodore's room, yes, it looks like he's been stayed here at night. At least, well, assume a night, considering he checked in yesterday. He may have been here longer than another name. You never can tell. The story could be
personal effects around, like is there ID, wallets, anything that a person would carry on them as opposed to leaving them behind?
No, if he had sort of personal items, he's taken them with him.
Mm-hmm. Any note that said, I did it, I caused the explosion?
So,
to wrap this up quickly.
Yes, but it's in Greek, so you can't read it.
Damn it, I have Latin, not Greek.
Yeah.
Hey, I've cooked in Greece.
Fortunately, Latin uses the Roman script and Greek uses Cyrillic, making them mutually unintelligible.
Okay, are we happy with this crime scene? Oh, wait, we make sure to get the doctor to, not a good doctor to autopsy the bodies. Make sure to confirm that their cause of death is what we suspect.
Get a not a good doctor?
We get a good doctor, even though it's not the world-renowned Gavin.
Yes.
I want to get to a public phone. Maybe there's one right outside of the hotel that's working.
Yeah, they'll have something that you can get hold of quite easily.
Sure, I'm going to call up the local public cab service that would service this neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Give them my badge information and request, were there any pickups between such and such time today in front of the hotel?
So he checks his records, and we had two pickups there, mate.
Mm-hmm. how were they charged? Cash? Were they put on the hotel's bill?
Let's see, one was charged to, and you named some corporation you're aware of in Metropole, and the other one was cash. Yeah.
Okay. And where did the what were the final destinations?
The one in Cache is a rather seedy place over on Sector 7.
Why do I imagine I know that place?
Yes. The other one, it was actually, they did actually go to the company. I can give you a name of if you want me to make one up.
The company.
Okay.
Bluestone Incorporated, yeah.
The CD District is a bar that I've been to with my Lady of the Friday. My Friday lady that I no longer do the Friday thing.
Yes, after I share the information with you.
Yes.
Or perhaps not, maybe he's...
I'm psychic. That's my new aspect.
No, you know entirely of the place, and it's, as it has been put in other places, ladies of negotiable affection.
Ah, don't go there.
I straighten up my collar, adjust the neckline, and say, I believe this bears further investigation.
If I have to spend a chip that none of the women know me, I don't know why. Why any of the women
know me? I don't know if one chip would be enough.
They all know you.
Name, pick an aspect that would say, well, no, never mind. Well known, well respected. Oh, God, they're...
When was Fabian due to speak and where?
No, that was Theodore.
Oh, Theodore, yeah.
Theodore, that's tonight. Did I give it a name of the place? Why didn't I name the place? No, I did not name the place. There's a lecture hall sort of on near the edge of Sector 2, which he is to speak at that evening, 7 o'clock.
And he was a French national?
Theodore, yes.
Okay. All right, so we should call the consulate and find out if he checked in. Also, he came in on the ship that... a French ship came in this morning that bears some looking into.
Hey, Jameis, when you say he's a French national, is he one of the subversive French, or is he one of the, I am so pro-French, I agree with the French message, 100%?
How would you know?
Yeah, you didn't know the guy, I know limited amounts about him. So.
No, I didn't know Fabian. I never rolled for Theodore. Now that I'm thinking about Theodore.
Actually, I'm ask you to give me a different role than context.
Okay, what do you want?
Say that out loud. Just keep it on that at the keep it on the download at the moment. It'll be more. I'll ask more obviously later on, depending on how events unfold. But for the moment, we won't give away that skill.
3.
Okay. Thinking.
Why do you have a spider on your face?
What?
The character doesn't. That was just the picture I chose.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a goatee either on that picture. Mm-hmm.
That's right. I didn't feel like photoshopping it.
There's your spider on your face.
I just imagine that's the spider who eats the food that misses his, that gets all over his face. No.
And why is your one lens square and the other one round?
Affectation.
Okay. He's just a well-known scientist who has very good ideas. Okay.
Good ideas on what?
One is round and the other one is square.
You don't know enough. You're not in that much of knowledge.
No. Just some scientific.
So you've heard his name mentioned, seen his name twice. And
yeah, he's got great ideas in the sciences. That's all I know.
All right. I am going to, let's see, I'm going to use my aspect as a globe-trotting news reporter and call the local news desk to see if they had recently ran any articles about his lecture, if there were any blurbs, what it's about, what the attendance kind of would be like, see if anyone's covered it.
Okay.
You want me to use my contacts roll?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So here's my contacts roll straight out. It's going to be a 4 without using my aspect, so I will stick with that.
Okay, that should be good enough. You contact the guy. He wrote the small piece that ended up on the paper. It was by and large a copy of just a generic press release that they got given. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he put a lot of research into it. It looks like the guy looks at the sort of more detailed press release. He's been doing a speaking tour around different cities, and tonight he's doing a speaking in Metropol before heading off to Evolving York. It's not New York yet. It's still just boiling.
Yeah. No indication about what he was speaking on?
Something here. It's supposed to be new evolving ideas in the field of brain chemistry or something. It's got a name here. I didn't bother putting it in because I couldn't quite follow it. Recherche chimique sur le civil de l'homme or something.
All right. I look over to my companion to say, anybody got connections at the French embassy? Might be useful to know if this guy's got any priors or if it's known that he's got anyone that's after him.
I look to Marlo as...
What? The other person is you and Gavin. It's always the little French guys who are following you around. You see him? He's right over there. I point to him and wave. How you doing, Frenchie?
Oh, yeah, I am followed by the French. I will tap my aspect, followed by the French, and say, well, let's ask that guy over there. He's a good friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is.
Hey, he stands outside my...
He's pushing it more than just a little.
I know, I'm joking. Do you want me to make a context roll? See if I happen to know someone who might be able to talk about the French consulate?
What, about the consulate?
No, about what we're looking for, about the guy and from the French consulate.
I mean, I might know him too, actually. I've got French connections.
I look to him...
I hate you all. The French connection. I have the French connection.
I don't know the French. The only reason I know the French is I made friends with the guys who were stalking me at my house.
It's actually a movie.
Ah.
Yeah. It's, French Connection is a movie.
Why is one of your lens green?
I stare at you through my lenses and adjust them and say, really bothers you, does it? And then I smile, a very nice, wide smile.
I don't understand. Why would he have a sandwich in a crime scene?
It was a good sandwich.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
I shake my head and say, how about we just go to the hospital right now, and we'll deal with this in a few minutes. Do you have your own transportation?
Who are you talking to, Anton?
I'm asking everyone.
Nope, took the subway.
Yeah, you can ride with me.
I look to Marlo, concern in my eyes.
One of his lenses green.
Marlo.
The one is gone.
Marlo.
Oh, yes, what?
We're going to the hospital. You're riding with me. The other guy's riding with Chef.
Oh, okay. I'm going to sit back here and contemplate the nature of life.
I make sure that he's not... I'm happy that he's there in separate vehicles. By the way, I make sure to ask the police officer which hospital he was taken to so I know where I'm going.
I toss Marlo a pack of cigarettes and say, you need a little less stress in your life there, buddy.
And no smoking in my car.
I've been cutting back.
Marlo may notice that the cigarettes are French.
Really? I don't
know. So, before you take off, you guys finish here then?
Well, actually, We got...
You solve the case?
No, absolutely not.
I've heard good things about you people, and yet...
You've heard good things about who?
Leah's crew.
Oh,
the reason
that's...
I didn't really throw you off the case.
I point to Bishop. That's Blair's crew. I'm just a
guy. He's a paid consultant who's now become more of a permanent consultant.
I don't know how this happened.
He's a little out of it right now as he's seen some violent things, but this is just shocking in the amount of violence. Can you give us the address for the hospital? I think we found everything, but make sure you bag and tag everything and get the bodies to autopsy.
Also, there's going to be a lot of meat. I would like that to be bagged and tagged separately. I would like that to be have some kind of analysis done on it by top agents.
Watson and Crick?
Yes. Crick. I want to see if there's
the
some...
Have the police had much to do with Watson and Crick? Would they know Watson and Crick?
Have them
send a little bit of the meat to this address to these guys, Watson and Crick. They are very good people. I'll make sure to give them a call so that they know you're coming if you're not familiar with them.
Do we have any universities that specialize in the or laboratory research given powers thing with the brain chemistry and whatnot, someplace where Theodore might feel at home at?
Well, there are a number of universities around, they're not that often. There'll be one or two. It's all guild-driven.
Is he part of a guild?
There would be a guild he'd be naturally associated with, which I'm trying to think which one off the top of my head.
It's the Guild of the Sciences.
That would be what the closest thing to a university in Metapol. Although there are plenty of universities in other places, just not really in Metapol, unless you're a guilder.
So that would probably be guild power. You'd probably deal with that.
Yeah. I was speculating this out loud to the people who might know other people rather than me.
Yeah.
Do we?
I look confused at him. Is there something you want?
Yes, I want to know if there's perhaps a place where Theodore Gobney would continue his research and find colleagues of an equal mind.
I'm not much of a scholarship person. Although I have been learning a lot recently. Is there a place? Do I know of a place, Jameis? Do I know of a couple of places, probably?
Yeah, probably a couple of places in power that would be interested in what he has to talk about.
Theodore wasn't among the injured either, or the people that were evacuated.
There's only one injured. The partial list of evacuation does not have either of the two.
Yes.
Named individuals so far.
All right. Well, he could have been either the.
Fabian is most likely the explodee because he wasn't even in his frickin'. He hadn't even gotten access to his room.
Well, he's certainly the last person on the registry.
Exploded, asked Farnsworth.
Yeah.
That's our answer so far.
Or...
Have you got a better answer?
We're going to go talk to the witness who needed medical attention so we can make sure we understand what happened.
Is that what we're going to do?
Because yes.
One of his glasses is green.
I'm going to make another phone call to the lecture hall that that is sponsoring Theodore tonight.
Right. Yep.
And I want to find out if he's checked in today or has called today. Give the my credentials so that it's an official thing.
Right, as a press person or as a...
No, as a guild investigator.
just checking. You find out that the effect has been handled through the French embassy.
Aha.
And... Yeah, someone's made contact to make sure it all's set up, and they've done a confirmation thing yesterday, but he hasn't turned, no one's turned up there yet. It's not due to start till 7. They expect it to get there around 6 and start setting up then.
Is there a handler in the French embassy that specifically? Like, is there one person that's been the contact?
Yes, it's Eric Thorpe is the name that he is.
Eric what?
Thorpe.
I'm sorry, Eric what?
Thorpe.
Thorpe?
Thorpe.
Okay, Thorpe.
Okay. Oh, I need a K.
So Eric
those Thorpe. Darn French people always coming up with weird things.
All right, well then I'm going to make a call to the French embassy next.
Oh no.
I'm going to, by the way, Jameis, while he's doing that, I'm going to call Watson and Crick and their building and tell them that we're sending over some stuff to be analyzed with your advanced analysis abilities.
How soon do you need it?
As soon as possible.
We'll try. Can't guarantee.
I know, but it's...
It has to deal with as well.
Yes, I know. I know how it works, but it's always good to get you at least started on it, even though it may take a while.
If there was a body that blew up, where the hell is all the blood and guts? There shouldn't just be 20 kilos of meat.
10. Well, meat and meat-related byproducts.
Right. Right, but... That's
there would be little bits of organs here and there, but you don't have medical school, so it's all wibbly bits of body, according to you.
Right, but people weigh more than 20 kilos. Where's the bones? Where's the person?
Yes, they do. I fully agree that, yes, they do.
Most of the person is evaporated.
Explosions don't actually do that. They spread it around. It's very... Ooh. What?
I just gave Watson a tricky roll to see how fast... And...
Are we never getting it?
No, they're taking... No, we're going to get... You know, it's going to be about a couple weeks. They're backed up.
Yeah.
Because you see, they're actually attending the lecture.
Okay. I don't know. Well, people shouldn't just disappear in explosions. Oh, well. All right. Golly.
They should disappear. Well, just double check the crime scene. Is there blood?
Yeah.
Is there blood and everything that's bothering him? I ask one of the people who's trying to get the bodies, you know, one of the doctors that are on the scene. Is there enough of a person here?
It's kind of hard to tell because it's fairly dark coloring in the foyer anyway. So that
I get a flashlight.
Might be a bit of blood. You can't quite tell.
That's even, I mean, this place should be...
Ooh. Someone just found a bit of scope. Woo-hoo.
Okay, he's there. Okay, let's move on. Right. Let's go to the hospital. I think we left the chef mobile get ahead of us. We don't want that to happen.
Well, at least the person will be eaten by the time we get there.
Eaten and eaten on.
Yep, he's going to become the Wendigo. Going to be horrible.
Wendigo.
Wendigo, actually, same. Native American myth about turning into a cannibal. That's why you don't eat flesh.
I thought Wendigo was more werewolf.
No, it's what happens in Northwestern Native American tells, when someone eats a person, you get crazed and you turn into the Wendigo, and it's kind of Yeti-like.
I think we're off to the hospital, finally.
I'm talking to the French
officer right now. Oh, yeah, he's on the phone, so they're not going to be ahead of us. We wait for him expectantly.
Well, I was going to say, eventually, when we do get in the van or whatever, and I'm with LeVay, can I use 5-Minute France on him? I mean, he would be a good person.
Another PC, I don't think you can do that sort of thing on other PCs.
Yeah, both PCs have to agree upon it if you're doing any kind of social conflict, which I'm fine with. If you want to make a roll, I'll go along with what you roll.
Can we do that? I mean, I'd like to have, you know, that kind of connection or whatever. I think you'd be a good person to have as a friend.
Yeah,
so.
Sure. We're just resolving something at the moment with Bert calling the French embassy, but after that.
Well, when we're in the van, then he can't really escape. That would be a good time to talk to him. Yeah, that's Chef's secret. He's a cannibal.
He likes the long pork.
Definitely hit that as an aspect.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jameis, I'm going to enter social conflict with the person on the phone then.
Really?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Basically throwing my weight as an inspector for Metapol and for the guilds in general, and pushing that I'm looking out for the safety of this notable figure. And how bad it might show up in the press if this person is actually missing, wounded, or dead, and how little his nation cares about it. And so, yeah, I'm going off on a big spewing, venomous rant about how poorly they treat their visiting dignitaries.
Okay.
Until I can get a hold of someone that will at least confirm if the guy's checked in today. So I am going to make a,
that'd be a, as opposed to discipline, and let's see what he looks like. Ooh, that's good. Okay.
So, all right, here's my roll, which is not so good. 2, 3, 4, -1. So I'm only going to end up getting a 2, but I'm going to tap the aspect, you can't keep a secret hidden from a good journalist.
Well, before you do that, right. You can tell me the full thing. He's only got 2 boxes, and he got a 0, so...
So I don't need to,
I don't think you need to.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, you would actually, if he only has 2 boxes, you'd fill the second box, and the combat would continue.
No, that only works with PCs, and minions, you don't do that. You fill them in with minions as you go.
He's lucky to be a minion. We know quite well where Professor Gobley is, and we have no need for your concern.
Yeah.
He's perfectly fine. We have the situation totally under control.
Right. I call him a motherless goat and thank him for his time.
Yeah. So you still stay on the phone? No.
I hang up.
All right. I don't know. I call your mother a scoot and I say, good day, sir. Just waiting to see what happens.
Exactly. So yeah. I turn around and say, yeah, so the French say that they know full well where he is. So perhaps he is now under protective custody.
Or. I'm not
or
there.
Or not. I shrug. It's mere conjecture that this man was the target of anything. I consult my notebook and say, however, we did have 2 suspects fleeing the scene this morning in cabs.
What?
One thing I'm going to retcon is that the ship, in fact, turned up last night. But the time that it turned up is later than when Theodore signed in.
So when did it show up?
So French cruise ship showed up last night later than when Theodore signed it.
Yeah. Fabian signed in this morning.
Yes, which is completely not suspicious.
9:30 in the morning-ish, you know, so that means nothing, I'm sure.
It's completely not suspicious. Okay.
Right. No, I know what I was referring to is the two people that caught cab rides this morning.
Yes, yeah. The one who went to a company and the other one who went to a prostitute place.
A what?
A woman of negotiable values.
A woman. Well, she went to all? Ladies of the Night. Although he did went during the day. He went to a house of ill repute.
Just for something, give me a good context roll there. Well, maybe a good, give me a context roll there, Marcus, just for something, make something a little bit more interesting.
Might be one you frequent.
About that place?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What'd you get?
Is I got a nine.
Bishop might have some children from there.
It's not might. Just there. In the back room, they've got semi-legal sort of gambling den that sometimes sets itself up with high rollers that have come.
Oh, I don't mind the gambling.
Yeah.
I go there for gambling.
The main establishment is the women, but there's little side things.
I go for the gambling, I swear.
I buy the magazine and read the articles.
It's what you gamble with is what matters, though. Yes.
Now, that's an incredibly nice setup, because if they don't get your money from the gambling, they'll get it from you when you take your winnings to the women.
Yeah, that's really true. That sounds like a setup that I remember from an old Western tale.
It's not.
Or perhaps from Marlowe's youth, like yesterday. Yeah.
It's not an uncommon device, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay, so it's women and gambling. So we may want to go by there to figure out if someone came in a taxi.
Vitally important to the case, I'm sure. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I completely disagree with y'all and say,
I don't think it's important, but eventually we should go by there. Just when did the cab leave? Did he pick that up?
Yeah, it was around 9 o'clock, that particular fare. And the other one was like quarter to, it was about 8:30. Yeah.
I don't care about the business one.
details.
The company.
Bluestone Inc. Yeah. I'm sure that has no relevance whatsoever in now or in the future.
Bluestone Inc., you say?
That got your attention, didn't it?
No, I'm remembering this.
Actually, now that has an actual name, it's been notated in my book of notes.
Yes. Sure. Bluestone Inc., I'll remember that. I probably have I'll make sure to get a friend there.
So
we're going to the hospital.
Actually, now that I have named it, it may come up later on. I can't tell.
In future stories.
Okay, we're going to the hospital.
Right. You sure?
Can I get you guys to pause for just 1 minute? Let me start a new recording. Great music can be found at incompetech.com. Our game's website, along with links to the show notes, public forums, and game information, can be found at obsidianportal.com. Do a search there for Scheme, Steal, and Murder to find us. At the end of this podcast are promotional clips for other podcasts that I found to be inspirational, and I hope you will as well.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it?
That's a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where did you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I got the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after.
And
besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these. Right here in the U.S.
And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.